Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for our community connection today, and today we've got double trouble. We're having fun here. Hi, Miss Dory. Hi, Miss Tina. And look there, visual aids. I love this, Miss Dory. The Interstate Farm and Home Show coming up Friday and Saturday, Nellis Hall at Coffeyville Community College.
This weekend. We've all been waiting for this weekend. Drum roll.
Yes, we have.
Tina really has been waiting for this weekend because she puts a whole lot of work into this.
I am ready to see it come to life. It's one of my favorite things to see, and I like it when it comes together and it's beautiful, and come out and see us.
You like the mini cow.
I do. I can't wait to see Miss Lily, the little cow that's coming, and I just want to pet her because she's TikTok famous.
Well, she is.
I mean, I want to be friends with somebody famous, so I want to pet her. And
well, we got a lot of famous folks, at least in our area, from parts of Kansas, parts of Oklahoma. I even understand we have folks from other states, Arkansas, maybe Missouri,
New York. Yep. We run the gamut on places that are coming to see us and hang out with us for a couple of days. And so, you know, we've got things for the house, things for the farm, things for ranch, things for cows, things for dogs, and we actually have dogs. We're gonna have
all
puppies.
Ages, you know, that's the thing. There's something for all ages and all interests.
Yes,
and all
indeed.
Too so it truly spans everybody. There's something for everybody to come. It's kind of an old home week. It's a time to come and see friends and stuff. You know, we've been kind of secluded for a year now, and this is a chance that, yes, we are going to social distance. I mean, we're going to ask people to try and do that the best they can, and we'll have some traffic patterns, and we'll have a lot of hand sanitizer and the things like that, and if people are encouraged to wear a mask, you know, if they'd like to as well. And it just do it the best we can, bring people back together, and let's have a normal fun event again.
And we'll even shoot you with the vaccine.
Exactly.
<That's right. laughs>
Yeah, you do need to pre-register.
Yes, you do.
So you can go to our webpage.
Yes,
and, you know,
bartlesvilleradio.com. It's with our story there. Uh-huh. Has all the information. It's going to be administered by the hospital peeps, which is very reassuring.
Reassuring, yes.
Yes.
They know what they're doing.
Yes,
they've
they
been
do.
Doing this, and it's all good and on the up and up. So encourage people to do that as well. So, yeah, it is something that we really look forward to and been working on a long time, and it should be a lot of fun. The times, they can come Friday afternoon and Saturday all day till 4 o'clock, and join us. It should be a good time. We'll have eats there too, because there'll be concessions from the college, athletic department there, the soccer club, and all will be working the concessions, and all the proceeds go to them, so it helps them out a lot too. So it's just a great time to get together and come. So put your family in the car and come on over and see us and have a good time.
Pop quiz time. How much does it cost to get in?
Nothing.
How much does it cost to park?
Nothing.
How much can I win if I just show up?
$500.
There you go.
and great prizes, too. I mean, are other prizes that could be even more value of that, because the vendors, a lot of times, they kind of outdo themselves. So they want to, you know, one-up themselves as to what they're giving away versus what somebody else is giving away. And so we don't even know what some of the great prizes that they're going to be giving away are, too. But a lot of them you can register for at their booths. A lot of them you can register for just by coming in the door. We'll have a registration area for the $500 each day that the radio stations give away, but also for a lot of the other prizes that you've put together too.
And you don't have to be present to win. I will call you and tell you what you won, and we'll decide where you want to pick it up. Our sister stations in Coffeyville, if you live up that way and you want to pick it up there, that's fine. You can do that, or you can come down and pick it up from us. Either way, it doesn't matter. Whatever's more convenient for you. So
interstate convenience.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly.
And we also have a lot of attraction tickets as well. We have some things out of Branson. We have some things out of Eureka Springs. And this year we've added a night stay. Each day we'll be giving away a one night stay in Branson as well from the Myers Hotel. So, it's going to be a great time.
You know, and as you look over the list too, you know, you can see a variety of vendors, as we said, from all over the, you know, big businesses, small businesses, you know, and you'd be surprised at the variety and the different types of businesses, and they are there because they want to visit with you. I mean, that's why they're there. And so, you know, if you've always had a question about something, this is your time to get it answered, because they're truly there because they want to have that conversation with you, and they want you to ask the questions. And you can't beat personal hometown service with a smile from your local businesses.
That's right. And we have a lot of major sponsors that have been with us for several years now. Mm-hmm. The Romans Outdoor Power, they will be there with their lawn tractor Kubotas and a lot of different implements that they are going to be.
Those disappear.
They
People
do.
Buy them right here.
And they have such good deals. And it's like all of our vendors have a lot of show-only deals. So, you know, if you're in the market, mm-hmm. If you're in the market for a new car, Quality Motors and Quality Toyota, they're going to be there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have a lot of special show discounts. So, you know, and we have a goodie bag that's got some discounts in it as well. And tickets and coupons and different kinds of fun stuff. And there's a couple of koozies. And there's just random stuff. In there, you know, so it's worth coming out just to get the goodie bag. But you know, by the time you walk around and see all the vendors, you're gonna need another bag mm-hmm. just to hold all the free stuff,
you know,
that you're getting.
Stuff. Exactly.
So
you might need that new car from Quality Motors to get home with all that bag.
Right.
Or one of them tractors too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, a tractor with a big bucket on it and just scoop up all the good deals.
Exactly.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, and we do want to thank Bartlett Co-op because they have been our major title sponsor now since inception and all, and they've just really stepped up in a big way. They have locations all around Southeast Kansas and then here in Oklahoma as well too, but they are fabulous people to work with, and it's just been a joy to work with them. So go by and say hi to Bartlett Co-op and thank them for helping to make this possible too.
Yes.
Indeed. You know, we were talking about being safe and everything, and True Safe, that's made right here in Bartlesville, is the hand cleanser that you're going to get. It's a sanitizer, and there you go, made in Bartlesville, America. And I understand we're going to have a booth for them, too, so they're going to have all kinds of goodies there, too.
We're going to have a booth for them. We're going to have some sanitizer stations. We're going to have there available to give out masks if you need a mask. So, yeah, we're going to try to keep you as safe as possible. We're going to direct you in traffic and, you know, just be mindful, everybody. We just want to, you know, take care of our neighbors and our friends. So.
I want to also thank our hosts there at Coffeyville Community College because, wow, what a setup.
Yeah,
that looks so big time. It's like going to the big city without going to all the trouble and stuff that goes along with the big city.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, no, Coffeyville Community College they're wonderful people to work with. And, you know, they want to show off their college, too. So as you're there, take a look around and see. It really is a nice institution there, and they do a great job, and it's a pleasure to work with them. People know them a lot for their athletics, but they are more than just athletics, too. They're the full package there at Coffeyville Community College. So.
They do a really good job, and we thank them for letting us hang out with them.
Yep.
But it is free. Again, it is free parking. It is a free show. It's a drop and go. Come in, see what you want to see. Register for that door prize. And if you come on Friday and you want to come back on Saturday, go ahead and register again because we're giving away that $500 each day. So everybody's going to go in the hopper. So,
and that's, you'd be surprised how many people do come both days because, you know, they'll maybe talk to somebody, kind of kick tires a little bit, we'll say, on Friday, and then maybe go back Saturday and really kind of close the deal on some things and stuff too. So, it's give yourself plenty of time because when you're talking almost 100 booths or whatever to go around and look at, it takes a little bit of time. So, so you want the time to visit with people and walk around and all too. So definitely, give yourself some time on Friday or Saturday to join us and walk around and see some of your friends and neighbors.
And, you know, you're absolutely right about going in there and seeing a lot of different things, such a variety. You will see things that you didn't even know that you really need until you actually see them. I found that out when I went up to talk to our friends at Swimming Holes last year. I could use one, maybe two of those.
Exactly.
Well, we've got them.
Yeah, at Swimming Holes, they don't just have swimming pool. Yeah. They have swimming pool care items and supply items, and they do installation, and they do the whole setup. Mm-hmm. But they also have the grills. They have the Big Green Eggs, and they have the Traeger grills, and they have all the supplies that you need for them. They also have different... what am I trying to say? Spices and sauces and different things like that. So, you know, it's very interesting what you can find at Swimming Holes. And over the summer, I spent a lot of time at Swimming Holes, and I really appreciate them. I appreciate all the help they give me.
But I will say, you know, probably the thing that tugs at your heartstrings are some of the animals that are there, though, too.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of fun when you see whether it's the dogs or the little mini calves and cows and things and stuff or whatever.
I'm a sucker for a puppy. I don't care what puppy. I don't care. I just love puppies. So
yep. But. So and that's what, you know. Be prepared if you come with your children, because they fall in love with them too, and it's kind of hard to say no sometimes.
Yes, and you might be wanting to take home a puppy, you know, you might be in the market for a new fur baby. So, you know, you can go to our website if you want to check out what puppies are going to be there and what vendors are going to be there. BartersvilleRadio.com. On the right side of the page, there is an Interstate Farm and Home little logo call out ad. If you want to click on that, it'll take you to our Interstate Farm and Home Posto page, and under participating vendors, you can look and see everybody that's coming. You can see their websites and visit their website, see what you want to see, and you know, maybe it's something you might want to come check out.
That comes in handy, getting
it
a little preview.
Even afterwards then too. Tina will leave that, you know, that website up like that too, so that you can go to it afterwards and follow up, say, you know, I thought I kept his business card or brochure or whatever. I'm trying to remember who it was and his contact information. Go there and you can find it. It's a really handy tool, and she actually keeps it up live through the year and stuff too, so that you can you know, because I had a bug pest termite issue or whatever or something too, and I'd talked to the guy about it and kind of left it because it wasn't the time to do it, and then I couldn't remember his name, and so I went to it like 6 months later and found it and remembered and said, hey, remember we talked about this at the farm and home show, and it's time that we now need to take care of this.
We try to leave it up until it gets a little closer to next year's show, and then we'll take it down and then we'll start again. We leave it up for a little bit if you 6 months down the road you come onto your bag and you find I wanted to talk to them, so you know.
So once again, it's this Friday.
Yes.
And Saturday.
Yes,
sir.
Friday starting at 1:00. Saturday morning starting at 8:30.
Yeah.
So on Friday it lasts till 7 p.m. Saturday it lasts till 4 p.m.
I'll be up there on Saturday morning. We'll be doing our Tech Talk program. We'll be doing our Green Country Gardener program, and I'll be doing some live cut-ins during consumer calls.
What's
and
a cut-in?
We'll be talking to a whole lot of...
What's a cut-in? Somebody doesn't know what a cut-in is.
Oh, a cut-in. I'll be going, hi, Garrett, you're doing consumer calls. Do you mind if I cut in and just tell you about what's going on at the farm show? So I'll be broadcasting live from time to time. I should probably say it that way instead of insider baseball. And then we'll let you know what's going on, and you can actually hear some of the people who are there and what they're presenting.
Right. No, it's a lot of fun. And again, our staff will be there throughout the whole show, and so they want to say hello to you, too. Sometimes put a face to the voice that you hear. You know, come up and
it's
say hi to everybody.
Sound.
So we'd love to say hi to you, and be sure and look us up. We'll be at our registration booth. Mm-hmm. We'll have a KGGF table. We'll have a K-Rig table. And so come by and say hi to all of us, too.
Alrighty.
Yep. And Mr. Ron Hayes from the Oklahoma Ag Network will be there as well. So if you wanted to
Run.
Say hi to him.
Haven't seen him in a while. That'll be fun.
Yep. No,
okay,
it is.
Great. Well, we'll see you up there. That'll be this weekend, Friday and Saturday, Coffeyville Community College, Nellis Hall. It is the fifth annual Interstate.
And if people say, but I don't know where Coffeyville Community College is, it's just drive into Coffeyville. It's on the main drag. You can't miss it. There'll be signs, there'll be tractors. You can't miss it. Trust me.
If you do miss it, you need to see the optometrist then come back.
Exactly.
Thank you, ladies.